It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you remember that next Sunday, you're invited to a day for women. That's if you're a woman. It's a Valentine you give yourself, and it's called A Day to Fall in Love with Your Life. We'll have lunch and inspiration with guest speakers. We'll do some simple heart-opening yoga stretches that everyone can do, and we'll wrap it up with a little bit of movement, the World Groove Movement. Kenny Daly shares the World Groove Movement mission statement.
To inspire and assist in the elevation of global consciousness, creativity, and vibrant health by giving people permission and the safe space to be authentic and to dance, their style. Our core values are dance, simplicity, community, and authenticity.
Isn't that something? That's Kenny Daly talking about the World Groove Movement. Would you like some of that? We've got more on that coming up, so stay with us. Plus, Pamela will have her forecast for the week. Marcy Niffen has a mind-body minute. And Donna Stone has a 14-day healthy plan that may be just the thing for you. First, here we are in the middle of a frigid winter. This is the perfect time to plan for spring, and I suggest you plan a trip up to beautiful Rhinebeck, New York, where you will find the unique oasis called the Omega Institute and the OCSL, the Omega Center for Sustainable Living. That building is practically alive. It demonstrates and teaches regenerative design. It's an award-winning building that teaches visitors and students what's possible when people and architects work with nature. Also, up at Omega, there's a lake and a cafe and a bookstore, accommodations to stay there if you'd like, overnight, a weekend, more, and they have wonderful programs coming up this spring. Hiking and yoga workshops, mother-daughter workshops, Joan Anderson's Second Journey workshop. Joan Anderson wrote the book An Unfinished Woman, and many others. I went to one of her weekends once. It was amazing. And in the fall, John of God will be at Omega in Rhinebeck. Omega's CEO is Skip Backus, here to tell us about his little piece of heaven.
The campus itself is a seasonal campus. We open mid-April and we run through the beginning of November. And we run a range of programs, everything from yoga to the creative arts, to business programs, to women's leadership, to veterans and post-traumatic stress, and of course all of our sustainability initiatives. We have a great program called Ecological Literacy that actually runs for a month-long program where people come in and they get a more systems thinking approach to the intersection between human existence and natural life. So, and most people come for a weekend or a 5-day, and as I say, it's a real diverse course content. Right. And some people come and visit for a day. We have many tours that come for the OCSL or come to visit our store on campus, our bookstore. Beautiful location, 300 acres in the Hudson Valley in Rhinebeck.
Right. Now, can we come for lunch and to visit the bookstore after November, or does that close too?
That closes also. The only thing that remains open year-round is our office facility and the Omega Center for Sustainable Living.
That's Skip Backus from Omega in Rhinebeck. Visit eomega.org. That's eomega.org. And plan some spring regeneration for yourself. Next, we've got a quick chat with Donna Stone and a 14-day weight loss plan. Then we get our groove on with Kenny Daly and the World Groove Movement. Coming up.
It's Casey on the radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the radio, fun and inspiration.
I was brought to the emergency room on a Saturday afternoon after suffering from a headache for about 3 days.
Debbie Aglietti was nervous, but she didn't want to alarm anyone. She had her husband drop her off at the Hudson Valley Hospital Center, No Wait ER, on the way to taking their sons to a basketball game.
Before my husband even came back, I had been seen by two nurses, a doctor, was totally pain-free, and was waiting for the neurology consult. So this No Wait ER is no joke. I did not even sit down in the waiting room.
Debbie's diagnosis, a viral condition. She spent 3 nights at Hudson Valley Hospital Center.
I can just go on and on about this hospital. The way that they care for their patients, the way that they care for each other, it's just a better place to get better.
Hudson Valley Hospital Center practices a different kind of medicine. They call it patientology. For more information, visit hvhc.org or call 1-800-482-4842.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. Throughout Sunday, the Libra moon spurs the urge to relate, mediate, and cooperate. The early bird catches the worm on Monday. After that, conversations may be fun, stimulating, and vibrant, but don't expect any tangible results. Tuesday, choose to focus on something you'd like to go the distance. Financial discussions trigger intuition and lead to good choices. Mercury goes direct on Wednesday to encourage strong contracts. Because the moon is in Scorpio, there may be tremendous movement as passionate direction snaps into focus. An unexpected invitation may blow in Thursday through Friday. This can fly by like a kite on a brisk day or present you with an offer you can't refuse. Whether or not you act on it, jot down any inspiration that comes from it. Valentine's Day may start off on the wrong foot if you don't sidestep an argument or a grouchy mood. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course through 2015 and beyond, insightsoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinelle. May the stars light your path and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly forecast in Natural Awakenings magazine. Hi, it's Casey. Remember The Apprentice with Martha Stewart? Donna Stone won that title, and she's been making the world healthier ever since. I believe there is a weight loss book and plan for everyone, and this may be the one for you. It's called The Healthy You Diet, the 14-day plan to weight loss with 100 delicious recipes for clean eating. Donna, the last time you were here, you just had a book called Healthy You, but it was such a big hit, the big publishers came looking for you. Tell the story.
Yeah, so I came out with Healthy You. It was a 14-day program for weight loss. And I had a lot of recipes inside this little book. And the recipes just took off. People started sharing them. People were saying these are the best clean recipes we've ever had. And so I actually got a major book deal with Rodale Books, and they turned my program, the Healthy You, into the Healthy You Diet, and now the program is in the front. And it's really a cookbook with 100 clean recipes with beautiful photos, and I'm just so excited about it because people are losing tons of weight, but they're really enjoying themselves doing it.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. Very happy
Thank
for you.
You.
The Healthy You Diet, the 14-day plan for weight loss with 100 delicious recipes for clean eating. Donna Stone, what does clean eating mean?
Again, 14 days, so 2 weeks. The first week, we eliminate all those foods that are sabotaging our weight loss. So the excess sugar and wheat and processed foods, artificial sweeteners, all those things that are kind of holding us back until we get where we're eating clean, meaning lots of greens, leafy greens and vegetables and fruit and lean proteins and healthy grains. This is not a low-carb diet. This is you are satiated. You feel great. You feel like you're eating real meals because you are. And at the end of the day, when you get rid of those things that are sabotaging you, you're really left with what's natural out in nature, and you start really noticing the differences. You know, people are losing a lot of weight. I've had nearly 10,000 people go through my 14-day online challenge, and they're typically losing anywhere from 6 to 14 pounds in 14 days. So it's a lot of weight. But what they're also saying is that all of a sudden, not only are they losing the weight, which we all want to do right now, but they're feeling better, they're sleeping better, their skin is clear, they have less mood swings, you know, they don't have that 4 o'clock like crash, and so it really makes a big difference in their overall lifestyle.
And this is real food. We're talking frozen fruit pops that the kids will love and so will the grown-ups, roasted Brussels sprouts and carrots, flank steak with arugula. You're eating real food, you're eating clean food, you're eating healthy food, and it's true, the weight comes off and you feel better. You just change your body chemistry. It's absolutely amazing. I have to admit to you, I'm watching TV the other night, and there's Marie Osmond looking so darn cute. And I thought, I'm going to call and order that packaged food. I really did, because
I know.
I didn't. But I had the conscious thought, gosh, I'm going to do that. But you know, I'm not, because this is who I am. I like to eat clean. I just need to do it more consistently. And you know, this is more than just a cookbook. You've got the 14-day plan in the front, and then the cookbook, and then in the back, you have a food journal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think it's so important when you're first starting out and you really want to change your habits, just to write it down. I mean, and nowadays too, there's a lot of electronic versions of journals that you can do, food, you know, tracking. I'm not big into calorie counting at all. I don't think you need to do that to lose weight. But I do believe that, you know, if you're going to do a program like this 14-day program, take the 14 days and write down what you're eating, because part of the program and the goal of the program is to make you eat more consciously. So many of us are so busy. We're eating at our desk. We're eating in the car. We're eating while we watch TV. and we don't even realize we're eating. We're not even enjoying it. So part of the program is just getting back to enjoying the food, enjoying the taste of the food, which you will be amazed. People always tell me this when they get to about day four on the program, because they've given up, you know, the excess sugar and the excess wheat and gluten, they start tasting their food better. Food just starts tasting better. It's amazing.
We'll find you at that website one more time.
HealthyYouDiet.com, and the book, of course, is at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com and most independent bookstores as well. Thank you.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio, fun and inspiration. Find out more at CaseyOnTheRadio.com.
Someone in your town, at your school, or where you work is suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They're dealing with excruciating pain and days when they can't even get out of bed. Chances are someone you know has Crohn's or colitis. Someone like me. I'm Amy Brenneman, and I'm asking you to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help millions of us cope and to find cures. Visit ccfa.org today to learn more. Help someone you know get back to their lives at ccfa.org.
Marcy Niffin. Good sleep is a good thing. But now it's time to wake up and get your groove on with the World Groove Movement Facilitator, Kenny Daly. What's this groove movement all about?
What it's really about, it's a group dance, and it's very simple. Our intention is to get people moving creatively and authentically so that we all look different, because we really are all different. It's simple, creative group dance experience. No dance experience is required. It's just simple rhythms done your way. So we're not following the leader. That's the main ingredient. The facilitator will cue, will observe what's going on, and we'll cue a simple move like a step tap. You tap your toe in and out, and then cue other movements. What are your shoulders doing? What's your head doing? How about your arms? Can you get your arms into it? And it's really so simple, it's profound.
So what kind of groups do this? You just can call out a groove facilitator and say, come on over, we want a groove?
We have all different types doing the groove. Actually, in Canada, we're in 200 schools. We're in the school curriculum in Canada. So we're grooving kids, and we actually have people up in their mid-70s that I'm aware of, maybe more, doing groove down in New York City. It's all around the world. We're a world groove movement. We're grassroots. A lot of the particular classes have the flavor of that facilitator, so people will gravitate to certain facilitators just because of the way they present. But really what we're doing is just providing a safe space for people to be creative and find their own groove.
Find their own groove. All right, I have two questions. First, what's your flavor like as a facilitator?
I like dance. I'm a dancer, so I will put some dance moves in. I like some old school Motown. I like to get people moving. If you're not moving to somebody like James Brown, then we have to check you for your pulse.
That's right.
I like to mix in that kind of stuff. And then I also, we end each class with stillness and breath. So I'll take you all the way from Motown to a meditation. We end with a 5-minute meditation. So I like a wide range. Some of our songs are almost like mantras where we're doing one move through a 5 or 6 minute song. So I like doing that too. So I'll go from bopping around to really exploring. And that's kind of my flavor.
Who started the groove movement?
Misty Tripoli. Very good question. If you have Google or search, Misty Tripoli is the one who started it. And she's amazing. She's traveling the world, training people all around the world. She's into Kuwait. It's in Australia, Germany.
And what's her intention? Does this have a spiritual undertone to it? What does she want to achieve?
Well, actually, the spiritual piece comes out on its own. So our bodies are wise way beyond our comprehension. So when we move to rhythm and in a group, there is a healing that happens. I say movement is medicine. So we don't promote that aspect of it because some people run when they hear that piece. We really try to keep it simple. However, once again, if you really allow yourself to be creative, which we don't get the opportunity much nowadays, things happen. You know, so really the intention is, I know how I feel after a groove class, whether I'm facilitating or not. I feel as if I just had a massage or perhaps a really good workout. You can take it to whatever level you'd like. I use a heart monitor for training purposes. I'm a cyclist. So this time I've worn my heart monitor just to see where I'm at. Right. And I've been way out of my zone on some songs and wanting to do more.
Really?
Whereas if I was out of my zone like that in a spin class, I'd be looking at the clock and waiting for it to end, looking forward to the ending of that class. However, when it happened in a groove class, I was maybe 20 beats over my max and ready to do more.
The groove movement kind of just lifts you up and transports you.
Correct. If you allow, it's up to each person. Nobody can do it for you. We provide the safe environment, so it's up to each person to really get original and creative. That's when it happens.
I'm so excited. I've been mentioning in the past weeks about the ladies event that I have coming up next week, which is Sunday the 15th. It's a give yourself a Valentine, fall in love with your life kind of day. And the ladies that come to the event, well, only the ones that are listening now are going to know that you're going to be at that event to get us all moving and grooving. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, so am I. I'm very excited.
Now, these ladies at the Love Your Life Valentine's Day event on the 15th, they're not going to be looking for a workout, per se. You know, they're
correct.
Just going to be looking to give their whole heart and soul a big hug. That's what we're looking for.
Correct.
And the groove movement can do that. What kind of songs would you play for a day like that?
We can tailor our playlists for, you know, the mood and the people who are showing up. I have one song called Heart's a Mess. That might not be the best one, but it talks about needing connection, needing love. It's a beautiful song.
Perfect.
I have one called El Momento. It's about 6 minutes, and it's beautiful. That's one of the ones that's like a mantra. It's the same move all through, and it really can take you somewhere if you allow it.
Wonderful. So do you have a place that you work out of, or are you a traveling groove movement facilitator?
Well, yes, I'm an independent person. I'm going to different studios. Right now I have a class on Thursdays at 7 p.m. in the Element of Style Dance Studio in East Middletown, New York. So that's where I'm at right now. But I've traveled around about a 40-mile radius is what's comfortable for me, all in different studios doing the groove. But that's where I'm at right now.
And it's not like a Zumba class, right?
No. The difference is, well, some people, you know, that's the best reference they have in their own minds, their points of reference. I would say the main difference is that the facilitator will be in amongst the participants. So it's not where you were watching somebody up on a stage and trying to mimic their movements. The facilitator is going to be in amongst you. And after I cue some moves, I don't want you watching me. I want you doing it yourself. So that's the main difference. Whereas people are trying to imitate and mimic in other classes, we don't want that in groove. I'm going to yell at you if you're copying me.
All right, no copying. Be unique.
Yeah, make it yours.
Kenny, the groove movement facilitator, is our guest. And what else do our listeners need to know about the groove movement?
It's the worldgroovemovement.com. You can get a lot of information off of that. And as I said earlier, you can look up Misty Tripoli. The website has quite a bit of information there and has our mission statement and our activities. We do retreats. We do an annual retreat. We just did one down in the Dominican Republic for 10 days in a treehouse community.
In a treehouse community?
Yes.
And you got
so there's
everybody,
a lot going on.
You got everybody out of their trees and moving and grooving?
Oh, the whole island. That piece of the island was grooving. The whole island.
Wonderful. So you mentioned your mission statement. What is that mission statement?
To inspire and assist in the elevation of global consciousness, creativity, and vibrant health by giving people permission and the safe space to be authentic and to dance, their style. Our core values are dance, simplicity, community, and authenticity.
That's perfect. All right, and how can people get in touch with you if they want to have you over for a little world groove movement?
Well, I can give you my cell number. It's 914-388-7759. That's the best way to reach me. Most direct, and then we'll take it from there.
That's Kenny Daly. Want to get groovy? Visit theworldgroovemovement.com. And you can give Kenny a call at 914-388-7759. And remember, if you get your tickets soon, like today, you can be grooving with Kenny and me and 45 ladies next Sunday, February 15th in Cold Spring, a day for women. Visit kcontheradio.com, and the first click is called A Day for Women
fall in love with your life, you can sign up there. Just do it soon. And if you can stand up and dance right now, well, go on ahead. We'll close it out this way. See you next week.
Listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.